crime. Moranga security team will exploit its powers as provided by the law to stop increased theft of pineapples at Del Monte Company's farm, the county commissioner, Joseph Nkanatha, has said. During Madaraka Day celebrations held at Ahura Stadium, the commissioner told those perpetuating the stealing and selling the pineapples to unsuspecting buyers that they would not succeed in taking away what the company has invested in the county. He ascertained that the county security officers would continue to work with the fruit processing company to protect pineapples in the farm. Nkanatha cited a recent incident where locals from areas neighboring the pineapple farm protested after claims of police shot some suspects who were caught at the Del Monte's farm 2 weeks ago, saying the protest left six of police officers injured. It's unfortunate to see some residents supporting theft and destruction of other people's property. Del Monte Company has invested hugely in agribusiness, and no one is allowed to invade and steal pineapples from its farm, added the commissioner. Nkanatha vowed to use all means as provided by the law to protect investors' properties, cautioning residents from supporting and shielding those behind criminal activities. For Moranga to attract more investors, we need to ensure there is security and people's properties are safe. As chairman of the security team, I will ensure the stealing comes to an end, he noted. 2 weeks ago, protests erupted at Kabati and Makenji area along Kennel Thika Road after it was alleged police shot some young men who were found stealing pineapples at Del Monte's farm. According to Nkanatha, the skirmishes caused destruction of property where some vehicles were destroyed and two police posts in Kabati and Makenji were raided. I urge the locals to support the security team in its effort of fighting crime. Let respect other people's property and avoid engaging in criminal activities, he added. The commissioner further lauded the ongoing fight on illicit alcohol and drug abuse, saying the county has marked great achievements in ensuring reduced distribution of substandard liquor and drug trafficking. With support of the local residents and the county government, we have achieved a lot in the fight against illicit brews and drug abuse. Inspection of bars was recently completed and the approved liquor outlets are required to get licenses from the county government. In a few weeks, security officers will embark on inspection to ensure only licensed bars are in operation, Nkanatha remarked. On his part, Moranga Deputy Governor Stephen Manania said the county administration would work with the Office of the County Commissioner and other security agencies to ensure investors are protected. Manania underscored the achievements which have been attained by the devolved unit in social and economic sectors, saying some projects implemented by the county government have created employment to scores of Moranga residents. One way to curtail criminal activities is to ensure our people have a source of livelihood. The projects we are implementing in the agricultural, education among other sectors are meant to uplift the lives of our people, thus minimizing criminal activities, added Manania. The chairman of KEMSA Arungu Nyakera, who participated in the celebrations, called upon young people to take advantage of technical training institutes and studies courses which will enable them to venture in incoming generating works. The government, Nyakera said, has invested hugely on TVETs calling upon young people from the county to avoid being indulged into criminal activities or drug abuse but to train on various technical courses that will shape their future. The chairman further said KEMSA will continue to work closely with devolved governments to ensure health facilities at grassroots have steady supply of drugs.